What's in the news? The PR man for the total eclipse.
This should be on your bucket list. This is a once-in-a-century event.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. There may be no louder cheerleader for Monday's total solar eclipse than famed scientist and CBS News contributor Michio Kaku.
I'm a physicist, you know, and this is about as close as we can get to a spiritual experience. We are at one with the universe. Cosmic forces right there in your own backyard.
So much to experience in the areas plunged into total darkness.
Birds will stop chirping. Animals will start to go to sleep. You'll see the stars. When was the last time you saw the stars in the afternoon?
For people in the science community like him, they'll be studying the sun on eclipse day as they do all the time, keeping an eye on solar flares.
We've been amazed by the fact that the sun can have a burst of radiation that can hit the Earth. Now, our astronauts have to go into a safety compartment in the space station when a solar flare goes by. Quebec, their power stations were wiped out once with a grazing blow of a solar flare that hit Canada. But one day, if we suffer a direct hit from a solar flare, it could really ruin your day.
And Kaku says for most of us, this is it, a rare chance to see something cosmically special.
Big borrowed steel, a plane ticket, a hotel reservation, get down to the path of totality.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kaithen, CBS News.